This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone right now with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's a positive day in the corn for a change, up a couple. It was pretty oversold, and we had some good export news this morning. At 7:30, we had the sales. They were all in the upper end, 630,000 in the wheat, 2.2 million metric tons in the corn over the high end, and 778,000 in the beans, the high end. So that was a positive. And then at 8 o'clock, we had three flash sales of corn, 136,000 corn unknown, 140 to South Korea, and 100 even to Colombia. So finally, the positive news overcame the weather, with the market really oversold. We've had three negatives pushing the market down. The biggest has been the benign weather, followed by trade deals that don't seem to get made, or not enough of them. And then finally, which means less demand. And finally, the U.S. dollar has been on a rampage, up 300 points.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
What's your name?
Leonard Skinner.
Girl.
Live in concert.
Sweetheart.
August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Give me three steps, give me three slaps, mister, give me three steps.
Celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Leonard Skinner.
September corn up 2.25 at 394 even. August soybeans down 6 even at 961.75. August soybean meal up $1.10 at 261.80. Soybean oil down 92 cents at 55.58. On the Merck, August live cattle down 530 at 227.77. August feeders down 757 at 331.37. August lean hogs up 10 cents at 107.12. Pork cutout went unchanged at 115 even. And August Class 3 milk up 6 cents at 17.13. That's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.